Welcome to Formulation Masters, a podcast brought to you by Cargill. In today's episode, we'll explore sugar reduction in dairy applications with Cargill sweetener expert Ravi Nana. My name is Pam Stauffer. I'm Cargill's Global Marketing Communications Manager, and I'll be your host for today's conversation. Ravi, before we get too far into our discussion, can you share a bit of your background with our listeners?
Certainly, Pam. I have been working with sweeteners, especially polyols like erythritol, sorbitol, xylitol, maltitol, isomalt for nearly two decades. And I'm also very familiar with the ingredients like stevia and chicory root fiber. Most recently, I have been spending a lot of time helping customers develop sweetener system for confectionery and dairy applications.
Today, I'd like to tap into your knowledge of the dairy space. A few years ago, high-protein, low-sugar ice creams were taking the grocery aisle by storm. Are you continuing to see that level of enthusiasm for sugar reduction in what was historically a highly indulgent category?
We are. And in fact, the drive for less sugar has spread to other dairy applications, including yogurts and flavored milks. The truth is, the majority of the dairy customers we work with come to us asking for help with sugar reduction. I think there's a couple of things behind the trend. The FDA move to include added sugar on the product label has been a big motivator, as has been the popularity of the diet that require low sugar and carbohydrate intake. Like the keto diet, there's also a lot of consumer looking for permissible indulgence and dairy product that can fit in that space, especially if you can keep the sugar in check.
Just how hard is it to remove sugar from a dairy formula? Of course, it's providing sweetness, but does sugar have other functional roles too?
Yeah. First, it is important to remember that lactose sugar is present in the milk. And while it doesn't contribute to added sugar tallies on the nutritional fact panel, it does count towards the total sugars. However, most dairy formulations also include added sugar in the form of like sucrose, dextrose, fructose. When we talk about removing the sugar, that's what we are usually targeting. It turns out this added sugar is very functional in most dairy formulations. Beyond sweetness and flavor, sugar impacts mouthfeel, texture, moisture control, microbial control, freezing point depression in ice cream, and much more. And its function varies widely from one dairy application to next. So in ice cream, it imparts things like scoopability and melting time, while in yogurt, we rely on sugar to balance the product's inherent acidity. Before brands start cutting back on sugar, they really need to understand all the roles it's playing in the product.
It sounds like sugar is pretty functional in dairy formulations. How do we go about reducing how much we use?
Well, unfortunately, there is no magic bullet, no single drop in ingredients that can replace all its functions role. As a result, how brands approach sugar reduction varies from one situation to the next. In some cases, we found processor can cut back on some of the sugars in the formulations without making a lot of other adjustment. We have also had customers simply shift to smaller serving sizes. More often, though, customers end up replacing some sugars with alternatives like stevia and erythritol. Depending on how big of a cut brands are aiming for, some customers take stair-step approach to sugar reduction. Instead of going from full sugar to a no sugar added product, they start by reducing the sugar by say about 30% and then gradually work their way down. This can help customer acclimate to the lower sugar product over a period of time. There's no right or wrong way. Which approach a brand follows really depends on the application and the extent of sugar reduction desired.
So what advice do you have for brands looking to make a modest sugar reduction, either in existing products or a new-to-the-world concept? Are there any time-tested strategies to help them get started?
Yeah, developers are often worried about getting sweetness right? But in many ways, replacing sugar's sweet taste is one of the maybe the easiest obstacle to overcome, as long as it doesn't go beyond the plateau on the concentration response curve for most of the high potency sweeteners, which limits to about 9 to 10 for some of the stevia and sucralose. When it comes to building back sweetness, we think stevia is a great choice. Go back a few years, and that was a bigger hurdle. Those first generation Rab A stevia ingredient did place some limits on how much sugar we could replace before off taste or off flavors become a problem. However, advances in stevia technology, such as our Viatech stevia leaf extract and Eversweet stevia sweetener, offer significantly improved sweetness at the higher sugar replacement level, enhanced sweet sour balance, and it delivers more robust flavor. If only the texture challenge were easy to solve, customers have set expectation on how dairy products should look and feel. Recreating that experience usually takes a combination of ingredient solutions. For example, in ice cream, we often rely on ingredients like erythritol and chicory root to replace sugar's bulk, which helps with the mouthfeel, provide freezing point depression, and minimize crystallization. Sugar also impacts shelf life, playing key roles in water management and microbial control. As a result, in frozen dairy desserts, when formulators replace sugar with high-potency sweeteners like stevia, they need to adjust the stabilizer and emulsifiers selections to provide more effective water control. Even in flavored milk, mouthfeel issues arise, especially when we go all the way to no sugar added. In this situation, we often pair our stevia products with carrageenan, chicory root fiber, erythritol, or native starches to replace the mouthfeel of full sugar offering.
Let's dig into the sweetener side of this a little bit more. Are there limitations to working with stevia?
Yes. First, is it important to recognize just how far we came with the stevia? The Rab A sweeteners hit the market in about 2008, but the new products are light years ahead of where we started. Formulators who dismissed stevia even about 5 years ago could well be served to give Cargill's Viatech stevia leaf extract and Eversweet sweetness a second look. In developing our Viatech portfolio, we created a proprietary taste prediction model, which enables us to precisely predict which combination of stevia or glycoside will deliver optimal taste and sweetness. As a result, we offered Viatech products with different dynamics of sweetness, including some with stevia or glycoside combinations tailored for dairy applications. This tends to have a quick sweetness up front and little sweetness on the back end. Our Eversweet sweetener goes one step further, enabling higher sugar reduction. Some of the best tasting components of stevia leaf, Rab M and Rab D, are found in such trace amount in stevia leaf that we turn to fermentation to produce them. This allows us to produce commercial scale quantity in a responsible way. The sweet compound in Eversweet offer a much more rounded sugar-like taste and faster sweetness onset. So it is usually the best choice for processors looking for deep sugar and calorie reduction. It can be used as a flavor modifier as well in dairy applications at maximum 20 parts per million. As you can see, we have a lot of options in our stevia portfolio. By focusing on understanding a customer needs around the sweetness, we can select right sweetness to help them achieve their goals. Still, there are some ground rules when working with stevia. Unlike cane sugar, where perceived sweetness increases steadily, as sugar concentration increases, like linearly, high intensity sweetness like stevia start to plateau at certain points on the curve. As a result, you will get diminishing return in sweetness because it doesn't follow the linear curve. That means there are some limits on how sweet we can get with stevia alone.
So where does erythritol fit into these formulas?
In my opinion, it is absolutely essential to many reduced sugar dairy formulas. Erythritol is zero calorie, zero sugar bulk sweetener. It looks and tastes like sugar, but it's only about 60 to 70% as sweet. So it's generally not a standalone replacement. However, it pairs exceptionally well with a high intensity sweeteners like stevia. Erythritol has qualitative synergy with most high potency sweeteners, including stevia. Its upfront sweetness helps stevia, which has delayed sweetness response. When we blend two together, we end up with a rounder, more sugar-like sweetness profile. It can be used as a flavor modifier up to 1.75% in dairy applications. Erythritol may be labeled as a flavor if it is used as a part of the flavoring substance. Now, beyond flavor, erythritol can also replace sugar's bulk. Remove 1 pound of sugar and you need to put 1 pound of something back in the formula. As a zero calorie bulk sweetener, erythritol replaces sugar at 1-to-1 ratio without adding to the calorie count. But that's not all. Particularly in ice cream, erythritol helps replace some of the sugar's functional role. Typically, sugar is what lowers the freezing point and prevents the formation of ice crystals, creating the smooth, silky texture consumer expect in a premium ice cream. Because of its small molecular size, 1/3 that of sucrose, erythritol can fill that void, providing a threefold freezing point depression factor. That's higher effect on freezing point depression helps soften reduced sugar ice cream, creating the scoopable texture we all crave for.
Okay, so here's the question. Just how low can we go when it comes to sugar reduction in dairy?
Well, it really varies by application. We have done work in the flavored milk space for years, getting all the way to no sugar added. In yogurts, especially Greek and drinkable options, sweetness is not only balancing acidity, but it also helps mute any protein aftertaste. Still, we have developed great tasting yogurt products with just a few grams of sugar remaining. In ice cream and other frozen desserts, sugar brings so much more to the table. It impacts so many of the sensory characteristics, from scoopability to its melting characteristics. Given those added roles, you tend to see sugar reduction in this space ranging from about 25 to 50%.
Well, we've seen a lot of interest in reduced sugar ice creams. Do you have any advice for manufacturers?
Well, ice cream and other frozen desserts are some of the most complex food system we created. They contain all three phases, solid, liquid, and gas. And that makes it extremely challenging to manipulate critical ingredients like sugars. To be successful, you need a deep understanding of how each component interacts with the water, fat, and inherent in the system. Taking sugar out affects freezing point depression and can really alter the mouthfeel. But we have done quite a bit of work here and found some good solution to these issues. We have already talked about erythritol, which is a big part of the answer. The any other ingredients we use a lot in ice cream is chicory root fiber, which helps replace body and mouthfeel. That combination of erythritol and chicory root fiber goes a long way towards replacing the functionality of sugars in ice cream formula. Other ingredients that can be useful in these formulas include maltodextrin for bulking and solid replacement, locust bean gum and carrageenan for water management, and emulsifiers like canola and sunflower lecithin, which helps stabilize the emulsions during the aging process.
Where does sugar come into play with yogurt?
Well, for sugar reduction in yogurt, we have to consider both the white mass and any fruit prep that will be added to the yogurt, right? As with ice cream, sugar contributes to both texture and the sweetness. And the texture is just as important in yogurt. To retain yogurt's decadent mouthfeel, we have come to rely on pectin. It holds up well in this low pH application and really enhances mouthfeel. Other ingredients that helps both body in reduced sugar yogurt include modified and native starches. But there is another aspect to sugar in yogurt. Over the last decade, we have seen consumers move towards less sweet alternatives like Icelandic products. That's another factor brands need to consider regardless of the applications. Consumer tastes evolve over time, and in some segments like yogurt, they are much more open to products with less sweetness.
Okay, thanks. Sugar reduction has been a priority across the beverage space, and I imagine dairy-based products are no different. What should developers keep in mind?
Well, we have been working with the flavored milks for years, getting all the way to no sugar added. Using our next generation stevia products coupled with carrageenan, chicory root fiber, or native starches to replicate the mouthfeel of a full sugar offering. We have also had a good success reducing sugars in drinkable yogurt, getting products down to about 4 grams of added sugar. A 50% sugar reduction, that's quite achievement. Another good target for sugar reduction is coffee drinks. Whether a retail product or purchase in a coffee shop, some of those beverages are loaded with sugar. We have created mocha iced coffee prototype where we have reduced the added sugar from 24 grams down to 9 grams in about 9.5 fluid ounce serving. Using a product in our Viatech portfolio, we ended up with a 33% calorie reduction just by removing that added sugar. Reduced sugar coffee creamers offer an interesting challenge as well. Here, we are creating a concentrated solution to be diluted in coffee. Coffee creamers typically have a lot of sugar, so we must deliver on the sweetness while still maintaining the same mouthfeel and whitening effect. With this super sweet system, we recommended pairing stevia with erythritol for more upfront sweetness and a rounder flavor profile. We have achieved 50% reduced sugar solution, but are still working to get a sugar-free coffee creamer like that has the same attributes and flavor as a full sugar version.
Clearly, there are a lot of moving parts to consider with any reduced sugar dairy product. What kind of support can a company like Cargill offer?
We are always ready to advise customers on their formulation challenges and new product development projects. Dairy is focus area for us, which is why we added our North American Dairy Center of Expertise to our existing beverage and convenience application center last year. The expanded facility is home to more than 200 food scientists, creating a fertile ground for new and innovative ideas. The new dairy center includes a pilot plant and taste kitchen equipment for milk, drinkable yogurt, soft serve ice cream, and cheese, allowing customer product development team to work side by side with Cargill specialist. The center gives customer access to research and development, applications and technical service support, and state-of-the-art dairy processing equipment, all working to help bring innovative ideas to life and market faster.
It's great to know Cargill has so many resources and knowledgeable experts like yourself available to support customers. That's all we have time for today, but it's been a pleasure talking with you, Ravi. Thank you.